America Extension Almanac.
Making and selling your own food items can be a great way to get one of your extra special preparations out to the public, not to mention a great money-making opportunity. But just how do you get started? Nebraska Extension educator Cindy Bryson talks about cottage or shelf-stable foods and what you need to know about selling it.
So in the state of Nebraska in 2019, there was a law enacted that said that if people took, if they followed a few certain things, they could start selling food out of their kitchen. So if they took a food safety class, which we offer online, if they make sure that they're selling directly to the consumer and they register with the Nebraska Department of Ag, they can sell things that are shelf stable. So cookies and cakes and candies, and it's kind of blossomed into freeze-dried candies and all different sorts of things. It's a very, very big blooming thing in the state of Nebraska. We probably have close to 1,500 producers that are cottage food, people. We want them to be successful, so we're here to help them. So from the standpoint of being successful, they need to start out with serving and selling safe food. So the class talks a great deal about, you know, how to make sure your kitchen is clean and how to not work when you're sick. And it talks about food storage and food preparation and hand washing and sanitation. And it goes all the way into here you prepared your product. Now you need to make sure that it's packaged safely and it's transported safely. And it's all about, you know, if you're selling a consumer, safe food, they're going to come back and your business will expand. If you serve somebody unsafe food, you know, you're not going to go very far. I would get on the Nebraska Department of Ag's cottage food website, and it tells you exactly how to start. The first thing you need to do is you need to take some sort of food safety course. So either in Lancaster County, they have some training you can do. You can take a ServSafe course as a manager. You can take a ServSafe food handlers course. We have a specific cottage food safety course that's online through the university that people can sign up for. It's $25. Takes about an hour. So in an hour's time, you can become certified, register with the Department of Ag, and be ready to sell cookies and cakes by this afternoon. One of the big things we see is that people have to understand, as a cottage food producer, you have to sell directly to the consumer. You can't sell to a grocery store. You can't wholesale. You can sell it in the mail. You can have a website presence and have people order, and you can mail it to them. You don't have to be a cottage food producer to sell at farmers markets, but a lot of farmers markets in the state are asking for cottage food training for the people that are there, so that's just a bonus for you. A lot of people want to sell to local businesses so they can sell for them. You can't do that. You have to directly be the salesperson. So you can go to the Nebraska Department of Ag's website under cottage foods. You can go to Google UNL cottage foods and all the information will come up. One of the biggest things I would also recommend is if you're thinking about starting, go to the Douglas County Health Department's website under cottage foods, because the biggest question that I get on a daily basis is, what can I sell? What can't I sell? And there's an entire list on the Douglas County Health Department's website under cottage food that says, if you're thinking about cottage foods, these are the things you can sell, these are the things you cannot sell.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.